Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, Jesus didn't come back. Could have come back at the weekend, but he didn't. If you're listening to this today, he didn't come back. Oh, you know, last week we were discussing the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've got to continue with it this week, because we didn't get said half of what we need to say. And I know I've only got a few minutes with you, but this is such an essential matter. I hate to go over it quickly. Now listen to me. Jesus took the cross, which was a place of shame. And because he became the Lord and Master of the cross by dying on it and shedding his blood, he transformed the cross from a place of shame, a place of death, into a place of glory and excellence and majesty. And Paul says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the cross is magnificent in that the cross tells us what God is like, and the cross tells us what man is like. And I want to remind you, who crucified Jesus? Oh, now I know it was done in the mind of God from all eternity, but men were responsible for it. It was men who made the cross. And at the cross, we see the heart of man revealed. We see the hatred that man has towards God. I was telling the religious folks who listen, hey, listen, you've got to trust in Christ alone, and don't trust in your religious observances, and don't trust in the fact that you go and you take the Mass, or you go to church, you're a deacon in the Baptist church, or you're an elder in the Presbyterian church. Being an elder won't save you, my friend. Christ alone can save. And if you do not embrace him as your only hope, then you hate God. No, it's not far-fetched. The cross was the public declaration of man's hatred towards God and God's love towards man, but men rejected that love. They rejected Christ as their only hope. Oh yeah, you know, this is man, let him loose and he's unmasked. He doesn't want the true and living God. Man would rather have religion, a veneer of goodness and holiness. That shows you what's in man. And the cross was a public declaration of man's hatred and man's rejected of the Son of God and man's declaration of his belief that he doesn't need a Savior. Do you, my friend, need a Savior? Do you? Not a general one, a real specific one. Well, if you reject the Savior whom God has provided, what you're saying to God is, I hate you. I hate your son. Oh, listen to me, my friend. Would you not go to him today and settle things by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? Go to him and see your sinnerhood. See that it was a radical death, Christ dying for sinners. Identify with that, and you'll be saved. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.